91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome Blitz and Trapper to our studios. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. You're playing tonight at Club Dada, and I want to talk a little bit about the new album, Seven, and all that, but you want to get right into a song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's called Don't Be a Stranger.
This heart of mine is burning slow. My time is yet to come. So darling, don't you be cross with me. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
It sounded great.
Thank you.
It's Blitz and Trapper live on 91.7 KXT. You guys are back at Club Dada tonight. A couple years ago when you were in town at Club Dada, we shot an on-the-road video with you guys. So I wanted to thank you again for that. That was cool. That was a lot of fun. We got you outside and got some great scenery there, too.
You took us in a ride in your convertible, too.
Yes.
That was pretty fun. I don't think I've ever...
That was cool. A highlight.
All of four blocks, too. That was, that was really long.
You don't really have convertibles.
You went like 115 miles an hour in...
Four blocks.
There was a high-speed chase involved. But we all made it out unscathed, and we could talk about it now. So the new album, Seven, that just came out, it's a great record, so congrats on that, too.
Thank you.
By the way. It's got a little bit of a groove to it. I like the gospel tinge on Shine On, the song we've been playing, and I find it funny to see how people are describing the record, but it's still essentially Blitz and Trapper. I mean, the songwriting remains the same, and Eric, you said once that you kind of get your storytelling ability from your dad.
Yeah, that could be my dad, his family. They're all a bunch of tall tale types, But yeah, sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, I mean, even though you're experimenting with, different sounds, I mean, it's still essentially, you're still coming from the songwriter from the same place.
Yeah, definitely. Still, like, real narrative-based type stuff, Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, what made you you know, incorporate a little bit of gospel on this new record?
You know, I wanted to like add some soul and some like groove to this stuff, you know, and I don't know. It's just the way it happened. I wanted it to be sort of danceable in certain ways, you know.
Do you find it interesting the way that people describe your music?
I don't really read about it.
I think that's the healthiest
approach. I find it extremely interesting myself.
Marty thinks it's hilarious.
Well, I think there's this need to label music into different genres, whereas, I mean, you know, you know, I mean, most people have a whole myriad of influences, and it's not, you know, I don't think sticking to genres is important right now.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, but I think it would be difficult to write, you know, as a music critic without resorting to some kind of label. You know, that's what people are looking for. I think that's why people read criticism for the most part. But yeah, the really good critics don't even worry about it. They, I don't know. So for the most part, yeah, folks are pretty funny the way they try to describe Blitz and Trapper or pigeonhole us, because we do all kinds of different kinds of styles of music.
And you always have. I mean, there was a period early on when you guys were more influenced by psychedelic music even.
Oh, yeah. Most of that stuff's never even seen the light of day. It would blow your minds.
So we could look forward to the Lost Archive release,
yeah,
right?
Totally. Early recording.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Or maybe a collaboration with Rocky Erickson at some point, right? Well, it's Blitz and Trapper on 91.7 KXT. Ready for another song?
All right.
Yeah. I know what it means to get knocked down drunk. I was lying in a bush by the cove, where the river runs deep and the demons don't sleep and the water's obscured by the smoke. Well, I drug myself to the river's edge, and I drank like a dog on the sand. It burned my tongue, my whole head got spun, and I stood on a stone and I spoke to the wind and the rain. I said, I know what it means to get left for dead, when the saints rise up at the sound, when the spirits all moves, and the chains and the shoes, and the crack of the guns all around. I know how it is to get all dressed up, but nobody would know where to go. With a fifth in your vest and some pills on your tongue, and a guy looking out across the valley of the shadow below. Started to form. My disciples, they came through the wind and the rain and the rags and the jackets all torn. Well, I prophesied of the things to come, and I jumped like a bug on a wall. Till my head, it went through with the river's strange brew, and I sunk to my knees in the breeze, and I started to pray. I said, hey, you know I ain't got a dang thing to say. With a head full of booze, ain't nothing to lose for a creature what's made out of clay. Rise up at the sound, when the spirits all moves, in the chains and the shoes, and the crack of the guns all around. I know how it is to get on dressed up, nobody with nowhere to go. With a fifth in your vest and some pills on your tongue, and a gun looking out across the valley of the shadow below.
Great. It's Blitz and Trapper on 91.7 KXT, playing tonight at Club Dada. And you've been together as a band now for 10 years. How have you guys changed during those 10 years?
We have less hair and we're a little bit fatter.
Well, I actually have more hair.
Oh, yeah, Eric's got a beard now.
I think I'm actually thinner than when we started.
Oh,
that could be.
But I have less hair, more facial hair. It's complicated.
So big facial
You know, we used to be a six-piece band. We're a five-piece band now.
We used to never play shows. We used to just drink all the time and play, like, around town.
That's
now
true.
We play all over the place.
Yeah, you're definitely touring a lot. I mean, you spend a lot of time on the road these past few years.
Yeah, we're trying to make up for the first 5 years when we didn't do anything. But yeah, I don't know. We all used to live together in the same house and kind of cycle through, and now everybody's kind of broken out and established their own households throughout Portland. Some of us have kids or married. So I think we've changed in the ways that you would expect people.
Most of us weren't that great. Eric's always been a stellar musician, but most of us just sort of learned from him as we went. And I think over the years we've come into our own in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. And how important is being based in Portland too? I mean, it's got a great music scene.
It does.
It's the key to everything for us. I mean, we're all from the Northwest originally, so...
Yeah, so Portland was kind of like the place to go, right?
Portland was the cheap city. Seattle's the expensive city. And so we all...
ended up in the cheap city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As a lot of artists, I think, did in the 90s and the last decade, they ended up in Portland rather than Seattle just because it was easier to work on your art and you didn't have to worry about hustling so hard. So that was certainly the case with our band. Or I don't think anybody ever really had a real job, hardly.
Oh, no, we did.
We did, but... you didn't have to work
like
40 hours a week to survive. Yeah. Hence the lack of ambition, I think. You know.
Yeah, they can kind of be at odds with each other, the job and art thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, again, it's Blitz and Trapper. Thanks again for coming in. One more song? Got time for one more song before we wrap up?
Thanks for having us. This is a good time.
As I was leaving, throw some change up on the bar. She caught my eye through the swinging door. She was standing out by my car. I said, I thought you moved to the city, girl. No, I never did find the time. I've been wasting away at my sister's place, just north of the county line. I gazed out across the gravel lot to the road that leads to town, thinking on the ways that I broke your heart, yeah, thinking how it all went down. And I said, it's a strange thing to see you now. I've been running so long on the same old ground, gonna rattle these chains till the morning light. If I ever loved what you know, I'll never love right by you. Turns to sky. I took her hand, but she drew away like a bird getting ready to fly. She said, I ain't so young, and I met someone. He's a rock, and it just won't grow. And I gotta find out if the only love wants, or does love keep coming to call? Cause it's a strange thing to see you now. I've been running so long on the same old ground. Gonna rattle these chains till the morning light. If I ever once, you know I never loved right by you. In the potter's field, all the timbers are turned to gray. There's an old brown dog living on the porch. I seen him just the other day. Well, I laid those planks and I drove those nails, but it never did satisfy. And a man must forfeit all he owns for a glimpse at the reason why. Cause it's a strange thing to see you now. I've been running so long on the same old ground.
guys.
Yeah.